This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Perhaps a moment of clarity is in order over the terms euthanasia and assisted suicide. Both arrange death prematurely and both subject those who are weak or expensive to at least subtle pressure to end it all. Euthanasia, however, is decriminalized homicide or murder with less participation by the victim. Assisted suicide hides the natural law crime against killing by asking the victim to agree to and participate in their own death. A dangerous bill from New Mexico allows both kinds of early death to be performed throughout the U.S. Critics call it suicide tourism, only its lethal prescriptions are delivered by U.S. mail. Two U.S. senators examining the nomination of Brian Boucher as federal district judge have asked him to resign from the Catholic men's group, the Knights of Columbus. Bill Donahue of the Catholic League says the same kind of test could have disqualified Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg from the U.S. Supreme Court. This is Life News Radio. Even nature must cry out at a culture which accepts the killing of the most vulnerable or innocent for the eugenics and for the convenience of the strong and powerful. This January, all over America, Americans will cry out against the brutality of abortion. Let's meet in D.C., at state capitals, in large cities or small towns, to demand an end to this injustice. And let's create a culture of life. In other headlines, clinics in Switzerland may soon be joined by those in Belgium, turning suicide into medical profit. And critics of Planned Parenthood are reinforcing the connection between its business of abortion and its discrimination against pregnant employees. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.